USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden wrapped up a high-stakes video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian TV put out a video of the opening of the chat. The two leaders were seen smiling. Russia is building a troop presence on the border with Ukraine, sparking fears of an invasion of the U.S. ally. 20 years after the September 11th terrorist attacks, activists want to shut down Guantanamo Bay, where mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed remains locked up. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says if Guantanamo Bay is closed, it will lead to more deaths.
You have terrorists freed from Bagram, Americans murdered, and now the Biden administration wants to free more terrorists. And we know to an absolute metaphysical certainty the result of that will be more Americans murdered.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Today we honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice during the attack on Pearl Harbor.
It was 80 years ago the United States was forced into World War II.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Although most people associate the term D-Day with the Normandy invasion on June 6, 1944, it is military code for the beginning of any offensive operation. In the Pacific Theater during World War II, there were more than 100 D-Days. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Netflix, Disney Plus, and many high-profile sites are offline due to an Amazon server issue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new CNBC small business survey shows 34% of small business owners now approve of the way President Joe Biden is handling his job as president, down from 40% in the third quarter of the year. Most of the decrease was among independents at 33% who now approve of Biden. Inflation tops a list of concerns, with 34% of small business owners citing it as the biggest risk to their business, followed by supply chain disruptions. This, as a former CEO of McDonald's, Ed Renzi, tells Fox News, inflation is real and hurting consumers across the country.
It is not good right now, and this inflation is just making matters so much worse. The American public is just getting brutalized with inflation. I look at the prices, I'm just stunned at what restaurant prices have come to. It's really tragic when a case of chicken goes from $40 a case to $175 a case, if you can get it.
Right.
I mean, that's just the family budget can't handle this.
A Harvard Caps Harris poll asked voters about a possible presidential rematch in 2024. According to the poll, 48% of Americans would pick Donald Trump, with 45% choosing Biden and 8% unsure. In the poll, women were equally divided, with each candidate drawing 46%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.